subject and retiring from it, and these powers indeed only slightly, and with exceptions and with remission. 3. In everything which pleases the soul, or supplies a want, or is loved, remember to add this to the description. What is the nature of each thing, beginning from the smallest? If you love an earthen vessel, say it is an earthen vessel which you love, for when it has been broken, you will not be disturbed. If you are kissing your child or wife, say that it is a human being whom you are kissing, for when the wife or child dies, you will not be disturbed. 4. When you are going to take in hand any act, remind yourself what kind of an act it is. If you are going to bathe, place before yourself what happens in the bath, some splashing the water, others pushing against one another, others abusing one another, and some stealing. And thus, with more safety, you will undertake the matter if you say to yourself, I now intend to bathe and to maintain my will in a manner conformable to nature. And so you will do in every act. For thus, if any hindrance to bathing shall happen, let this thought be ready. It was not this only that I intended, but I intended also to maintain my will in a way conformable